You know, J. Cole issued an apology about his diss track, mostly because I think in lieu of popular opinion that, like, his diss track sort of flopped, you know, it was, like, not, you know, there was no passion, you know, I think is my argument, you know, it feels like he conceded too quickly, saying, you know, oh, that was corny, you know, like, I didn't need to do that, you know, Kendrick Lamar is a figurehead for hip-hop, like, we can't be, like, tearing each other down, which I agree, you know, like, conflict is never good, but, you know, like, it's hip-hop, it's all about egos, it's all about kind of these big characters, you know, as long as there's no real violence, I see no problem, and so I think it's just a lack of passion. The cherry on top is that he deleted his diss track, which is, like, what? There's, like, no passion there, you know? Like, I kind of want to see them, you know, rebuttal. I kind of want to see them, I want to see them butt heads a little bit, you know? And so that's a little unfortunate. And so no longer, as Cannabis says, it's no longer a Cole world, you know? It's Drake and, you know, well, I mean, Drake's got a bar in this song too, talking about how it's like essentially a 20 versus 1 where everybody's ganging up on Drake to some extent, you know, and it's kind of true. Everyone kind of had their shots at him, but, you know, I'd like to see how this unfolds because, like, you know, I think we've been, it's been a while since we've had some real rap beefs, you know, and so it's like the, you know, all's fair in love and war, you know, all's fair in love and hip-hop sort of deal, you know, I think I'm excited to see where this goes, you know, I think this is good for the scene, all in all, and so, yeah, those are my concluding thoughts, and you guys should go listen to it. I think it's another interesting discussion to have about how this track was leaked rather than, like, officially dropped. Like, you can't go and find Push-Ups, Drop and Give Me 50 on any streaming service. I think it was very meticulously and sort of, I think it was very, it was definitely leaked by Drake's team. And I don't really know if there's, you know, I don't really know if there's going to be a point where this is going to be dropped on, like, official streaming services, but it's interesting to see how this is playing out through, like, Twitter. 'Cause I think it's very relevant to I think that them dropping it and leaking it is very relevant to the medium nowadays, you know? Like, I think people don't anticipate records like they used to, you know? I'm thinking about, like, 2016 Drake Meek Mill beef where they're both actually dropping, you know, tracks on, you know, in their discography, you know? I'm thinking Drake's, like, back-to-back, you know? But I think it's an interesting discussion to talk about the medium a little bit in that, like, I think that it was intentionally dropped on Twitter, dropped sort of through, you know, quote unquote leaked means, as it's, like, closer to the street, you know, closer to, like, right in the pocket of consumers, you know, it spreads like wildfire on Twitter when somebody leaks it. You know, I think there's, like, a bit of a, it becomes a little bit more commodified when people feel like they have something that they shouldn't have, you know? I think about how, this is giving me so many ideas, but I think about how in Playboi Carti's artistry, okay, I might be losing some of you guys here, but, you know, bear with me. I think there was a whole portion where Playboi Carti's records kept on getting leaked online, and his album, his, like, long-awaited album, had kept on getting pushed back and pushed back, to the point where when his album actually dropped, his sound had changed completely. I think what I'm referencing to is there was definitely a point in Playboi Carti's sort of discography where he was getting notoriety as having, like, being a rapper with, like, a baby voice. His whole thing was, like, yeah, you know, it was, like, kind of very, like, high-pitched, kind of, like, you know, different artistic considerations than before. And that era of Playboi Carti totally exists, but only through unofficial means. Like, I only know those songs through leaks that I found on SoundCloud or Twitter or otherwise. And I think it brings an interesting discussion about, you know, artists engaging directly with their communities without the means of, like, you know, I mean, I assume there's like a lot of hoops to jump in through when you're posting things officially, like online on streaming services. You know, you probably have to like clear samples and stuff, and you know, there are stakeholders, may that be, who like hold the power of like what your records and discography look like. So it's interesting, and I kind of wonder if this like whole rap beef will play out through means of like leaking songs and on Twitter. And like, also I think it plays with the idea that like these are kind of sneak disses, and it's like, you know, rumors in the streets about so-and-so said so-and-so and whatnot, you know. So interesting to see how that follows. But I am gonna get to some more music here. I'm gonna play a quick PSA, but when we come back excuse me, I'm gonna have a Dog Day song called Hell on Earth here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Welcome back. That last track was Camping in Alaska, Why Can't I Be Snowing, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. They're kind of like a cool, like, early Midwest emo band that I'm actually going to go see next month in Seattle with the boys, so pretty hyped for that. I'm kind of getting down to the bottom of my hour for this week. As you saw, it was like a little bit of technical difficulties between switching songs there. Kind of didn't realize that Spotify like automatically plays the song when you queue it up, but nonetheless, about to kind of wrap up for the week. I gotta go back up and, you know, start writing my paper. But you know, we got through some interesting topics today, talking about, you know, the future of efficient studying, and out with the old, in with the new, 2x Bible study. Just kidding. And got through some of, you know, some talking about like the state of the hip hop beef right now. And so I hope that was entertaining for you guys all. And you know, if you like what you heard this week, be sure to tune in again next week. I'll be back around the same time, 3 p.m. on Tuesdays. So I mean, enough here, planning a couple more tracks for you guys. Gonna bring back an old favorite, as requested, by my friend Eric. Really like this M Booty Spoon song. It's make some trill beats when I, like, my first week back on radio. He never forgot it. So here's M Booty Spoon, Chrome Spice. He goes by Martin Booty Spoon now, actually. Martin Booty Spoon, Chrome Spice here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Enjoy, guys.
So I let you. After all that, you should have told me. Fuck that, I'm on my phone. Fuck that, I'm going OD. We're violent, but that was the only. You would have thought that I missed you, but you was a thigh, it's an issue. Your bro was the one that I went to. He gave me Mozzie in a rental. You did me dirt. Cause what did I do? Like, I fucked on your bro. Like, I cannot choose, no love, no smooch. Bitch, I am the one. So how can I lose? Like, swing on that bitch like a hammock. I'm doing this, she cannot stand it. Can't fuck with a nigga that stay in the likes of a bitch I don't like. She must be a bait, cause you always bite.
What?
That shit get me tight. And it's not okay when you try to hurt me. When we fucking on Perky. We both from the Bronx, so I know that you dirty. How you do me like that? When I force you fight back. How told you I was a bully, never understood me fully. They should've named me Pressure.
Back.
Who you know that do it better? You gon' think about me till forever. After all that I told you I've been through, but she was my heart, so I let you.
But she was my heart, so I let you.
pilled down man, teeth assembled from that of an orangutan. Why would he do such a thing? Of course, what a stupid question. Outside our little tent, your dog must have caught something. I followed you both, and then I screamed to be let in. Here comes your dad, I know it, but you panicking, agonizing, waking to admit moments raging though so very small like this. Outside our little tent, your dog must have caught something. I followed you both, and then our screams to be let in. Here comes your dad, annoyed but wildly patient. 6 a.m. so kick us out, we ran the wheelbarrow around and around. A template, if there is one, I still think of a template. If there is one, I still think of outside our little tent, your dog must have caught something. I followed you both. Said marry me, well unknowingly sad and aware the life he wanted. I'm glad.